Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Luna Lover the Podcast acknowledges the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast is recorded, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pays respects to elders past, present, and emerging. Welcome to Luna Lover the Podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and this week the sun moves into the sign of Taurus, officially kicking off Taurus season. Taurus season begins on April 20 and will run until May 21st. Before we dive deep into what you can expect during Taurus season, it is worth noting that on April 21st in the Southern Hemisphere, April 20th in the Northern Hemisphere, the Uranus and Jupiter conjunction takes place in the sign of Taurus. It certainly is a powerful way to kick off Taurus season 2024. For everything you need to know about that conjunction, there is an episode of the podcast that dropped last week. It will be the episode before this one. Definitely go and listen to that to find out how it's going to affect us collectively and also how you might be impacted personally. What a wild fucking ride Aries season was. I am having a bit of PTSD. No, I shouldn't use that term lightly. I am feeling a little bit rattled by it. I mean, we had an eclipse season in there. We also had a Mercury retrograde, FYI, that ends on April 25, not long now. Plus, Chiron was hanging out in Aries very close to the North Node. It was a lot. It was a lot of big energy to kick off a new astrological year. But during Aries season, there was a fire ignited within us. Perhaps a wound activated, followed by a fearlessness that encouraged us to take action. Well, now we move into Taurus season, and it's time to settle that energy. Find tranquility in our new reality. Find stability, a peacefulness, and a connection back to the earth so that we can recharge and be met with Taurus's silence and simplicity. You see, the bull that symbolizes Taurus is not a raging bull like the Aries ram. It's a solid, peaceful, grazing bull that is soaking up the pure essence of nature. So in control, so secure in itself, that it has no choice but to be at peace. It is a bit of a sweeping statement to say that all Taurians are nature enthusiasts, but to immerse themselves in the simplicity and stillness that nature offers is this sign's strategy. The aim is serenity. How's the serenity? That's an Aussie film reference, in case my international listeners missed it. Mama Earth is the bull's greatest teacher, right? Nature is the fastest way for us to tune into the intention of Taurus. Silence, simpleness, stillness, simpleness, simplicity is probably a better way to put that. A walk in the woods, a swim in the creek, harvesting herbs from the garden, watching the sun set over the valley. The fastest path to serenity. Of all the signs, Taurus is probably the most physical. And I don't mean that in terms of exercise, because let's be honest, they're also the most lazy of the signs, but they communicate through the physical body. And more specifically, Taurus wants to feel the flesh of another pressed against them. They want to smell the jasmine in the spring breeze, taste the floral notes in their morning brew, see the colours of the sunrise as it peers over the horizon, and hear the cacophony of the lorikeets at dusk. Taurus experiences the world through its senses, and anything beyond that line of communication becomes complex and robs Taurus of the simplicity it craves. This is why the sign of the bull is synonymous with luxury, fine dining, high fashion, beautiful things. It's not so much about the possession of these things, although that is also quite Taurian, but more so the fact these things ignite the senses. So as we come out of Aries season, where we are very activated, I sure was, tuning in with the five senses is a really good exercise. How can I come back into my physical body? What can I see? What can I hear? What can I smell? What can I taste? What can I touch? The objective of Taurus, above all else, is to maintain security. And it uses nature, the senses, and prioritizing comfort in order to obtain this. Now, this deep desire for security can lead Taurus into the more shadowy qualities of itself, which, ask anybody, they will tell you, Taurus can be stubborn and inflexible. If we look at the motivation behind both of those things, which is a need for security, we can extend a little compassion, right? I like to tell people when I'm doing natal chart readings and we're talking about Taurus energy, that stubborn nature can also be seen as enduring and committed, and they are both of those things. The trick is to stay open-minded rather than narrow-minded and ask, am I here to be safe or am I here to grow? Taurus is ruled by the planet Venus, and this year, of course, is very Venus focused. We've had Libra partaking in the eclipse cycles, the Uranus and Jupiter conjunction, which many are saying are the major astrological event of this year, are taking place in Taurus. And Libra and Taurus, of course, are the signs that are ruled by the planet Venus. So the themes for the year are very similar to the themes of this season. Pleasure, money, self-worth, how we interact in our relationships. All of that is likely to be highlighted. Taurus and Venus together gets us thinking about what makes us feel safe and worthy so that we can show up in relationships, so that we can give and receive financially, so that we can give and receive love, so that we can give and receive pleasure, so that we can give and receive to ourselves. Let's talk about some of the lessons of Taurus season. How good does giving and receiving pleasure sound? I got stuck on that in my head. Simplicity and silence. It comes naturally to some of us. It comes less naturally to other people. If you struggle with simplicity and silence, I'd say it's a bunch of you. Prioritizing it this season will be very beneficial. So have a think about how you can do that. You might live in a household where there are lots of screaming children running around and you just don't know how that's going to happen. It might mean waking up a little bit earlier than everyone else. It might mean staying awake a little bit later than everyone else. It might be having 15 minutes, I would encourage more, but 15 minutes of alone time in the garden to sip your tea. There are many, many ways that we can find it. It could be locking yourself in a toilet cubicle at work. Whatever you have to do to find some silence and simplicity, I want you to try and prioritize it this month. And if you struggle to, I want you to reflect on why that is. The next thing is activating all five senses. I sort of walked you through how to do that. What can I see? What can I taste? Et cetera, et cetera. Do that often. Yeah. Whenever you're starting to feel scattered, if you're a little bit like me and you're a bit of an overthinker and your mind starts wandering, bringing yourself back to the body. How can I be present in my physical body right now? I know. I'll go through all five senses and really think about it. Like, what can you see? Name five things you can see. What can you hear? Name five things that you can hear when you really tune in. What can you taste in your mouth? Maybe not five things, but what can you taste? What different smells can you pick up in the room? And what different textures can you touch around you? Is it the flesh of your skin? Is it the fabric of the couch, the rug between your toes? We're in my living room, by the way. You could do this outside where there's nicer things to touch. But it really works wonders. In my therapist's office, there's this little card that she has on the table that has this exercise. And even though I do this exercise all the time, whenever I'm in the waiting room, I read through the card and I go through all five senses, and it really centers me before I walk into my therapy session. The next thing is make time for pleasure and indulgence. Again, a lot of us don't make time for this. And yeah, maybe I'm talking about sex, but I'm also talking about eating a molten chocolate lava cake, you know, or having a hot bath with beautiful essential oils. Or whatever it is that brings you pleasure, whatever feels like an indulgence. You know, we deny ourselves of things all the time. But what would it feel like to relish in the pleasure and the indulgence of something that you desire? Now I'm going to change subjects very quickly, and I'm so sorry. Reassess your values. Values are a huge part of Taurus energy, like huge, huge, huge. It is what we value within ourselves. So our sense of values, what are our values, but also the value we place on other things. So financial values as well. So let's look at this two ways. I want you to reassess your own values. Have you checked in with them lately? I check in with my values every Taurus season. So I'm about due. Am I aligned with the previous values that I set for myself? Do some of those values not stand anymore? Do I have new values I want to add to the list? I think it's really important to keep checking in with them. And the other thing you might want to do is this sounds really dry and boring, but there's people out there that find it exciting. Perhaps it's your form of pleasure. Evaluate your finances. Now's the time, right? With the Uranus and Jupiter conjunction taking place in the sign of Taurus and it being Taurus season, and you know what happens every time the sun changes signs, a bunch of planets join it. So Taurus will start filling up with planets soon. I want you to have a think about your finances, right? There's a lot of energy in this domain. It might be setting yourself a budget. It might be moving some stuff around. It might be investing. It might be looking at your spending and your savings. It might be educating yourself about finances. There's so many incredible finance courses out there now. My friend Betsy Westcott runs a bunch of them. Have a look at her stuff online. And also look, it's not brand new news, but the best money book that I have read, of course, is Barefoot, The Barefoot Investor. Australian book for my overseas listeners, but I'm sure it would resonate with you guys too. It's the best-selling book in Australia, I'm pretty sure, like for the last 10 years or something. Yeah, by Scott Pape. All right, my loves, that's Taurus season. Short and sweet, but I'm going to be back very, very soon because we have the Scorpio full moon happening on April 24. So on April 22nd, so next Monday, I'm going to drop into your ears. So that's what, like a few days away. We're going to walk through the Scorpio full moon. Oh, talk about pleasure. There's that pleasure coming up again. How exciting. All right. So there is a few major moments, I guess. Well, not any more major than usual. We do have the major transit of Uranus and Jupiter. right, conjuncting each other in the sign of Taurus. That's happening on Sunday in Australia. It will be Saturday in the Northern Hemisphere. And like I said at the beginning of the episode, if you missed out on that episode of the podcast, do go and listen to it. It's not very long. I think it's only 15 minutes. It is worth brushing up on what we might feel. And then, of course, we've got the Scorpio full moon on April 24. And on the 8th of May, the Taurus new moon. Now, that Taurus new moon is going to be heavily impacted by the Uranus and Jupiter conjunction. They're only sitting a few degrees away from each other. Let me have a look quickly in real time. They are sitting, the sun and Uranus is sitting 4 degrees away and Jupiter will be sitting 7 degrees away. So we will still be feeling them very, very, very much. And also Venus is going to be in Taurus by then as well. So that Taurus new moon is going to be really expansive. Actually, looking at it now, I'm excited for it. Woo! Okay, can't wait for that. You will have an episode on that just before the 8th of May. I will be back on Monday morning with the Taurus Scorpio full moon episode. Until then, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.